Facebook Supreme Court to feature leftist law professors. By Tom Sikata on June 23, 2020. Facebook's new oversight board, commonly referred to as its Supreme Court, will be tasked with determining which content should be removed from the site. It will be staffed with leftist professors from some of America's top law schools. According to a report by Campus Reform, Facebook's new oversight board will be staffed with law school professors that have donated to progressive candidates and causes. Columbia University Law School professor Jamal Green and University of Oklahoma Law professor Evelyn Oswald are amongst the American legal experts that have been named to the oversight board. Green has donated to the campaigns of Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton. Oswald has donated to progressive causes through a fundraising organization called Act Blue. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin, who was recently named to the oversight board, was an aggressive proponent of the campaign to impeach President Donald Trump. During a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, Carlin compared Trump's call with the Ukrainian president to suffering through a hurricane. "Imagine living in a part of Louisiana or Texas that's prone to devastating hurricanes and flooding," Carlin said. "What would you think if you lived there and your governor asked for a meeting with the president to discuss getting disaster aid that Congress has provided for? What would you think if that president said, 'I would like you to do us a favor. I'll meet with you, and send the disaster relief,' once you brand my opponent as a criminal?" The board will also include John Samples, vice president of the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank that promotes relaxed immigration policies. Breitbart News reported in May that Facebook created the oversight board to hear appeals on content removal. Facebook announced that the board will deploy an international human rights approach to determine which type of content will be permanently removed. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.